God's attributes were manifested to His bride in His last day. We have popped the revelation by the last prophet message, and we know who we are and what we're raised up for. Praise the Lord. The original life. The original life. The original seed. The original word. It's what I believe. The Son of God is the faithless seventh day.
I am the Lord your God. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 23, 24, 25. Deuteronomy chapter 4 again. Verse 23, he said, take heed unto yourselves, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and you forget that he make you a graven image or the likeness of anything which the Lord thy God has forbidden thee. For the Lord thy God is not only a jealous God, it's a consuming fire. Even a jealous God. Number 25. When thou shalt beget children and children, children, and you shall have remained long in the land, and shall corrupt yourselves, and make a graven image, or the likeness of anything, and shall do evil in the sight of the Lord thy God, to provoke him to anger. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 5, from verse 6 again, and read it up to verse 10. Deuteronomy chapter 5. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. You see, he keeps repeating it, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Praise the Lord. But see the condition, miserable condition of man. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 1, from verse 18. And this scripture was quickened to me in 1991. For the wrath, because it's a consuming fire, it's a jealous God. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that man is without excuse. They are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination. Vain. And their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man. Image. You see why he's fighting against those images? And to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Because of this, wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their bodies between themselves. Who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore. They are worshipping animals. In India, they worship cow. They worship elephants. Some worship snake. Some will go to the bush and bring tree and carve it, like in your village, Jayala. Hey, man will make their god. Hallelujah. You carry me when others carry their god. They don't do. Make a preach. Hallelujah. You feed me while Indians feed their god. Hindus, you fight for me while some Muslims fight for their god. Hey,
Jesus, you know that.
Hallelujah. Gideon. Is it Gideon that went, set fire in the farms of the Philistines, of the Midianites, destroy everything, went to the house of their god and brought it down? And the elders came and they were going after his father. See what your son has done. He even went to our god and destroyed it. And the man said, let your God fight for himself now. They were mocking them. And they must come and show down. Amen. They made their invocation, and invocation in incantation from morning to night. Their God did not hear them. He said, come, maybe he's sleeping. So are you waking? But our God that watches over us neither sleeps nor slumbers. He said, before you call, I will hear your way answer. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, born in their lust one towards another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly. That is lesbians and homosexuals. And receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was me. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, for the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Is that Psalm 40? Verse 1. He said, the fool has said, where did he say it? In the heart, that there is no God. I'm reading verse 28 again. God gave them over to a reprobate man to do those things which are not convenient. Be filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. Watch verse 32. Who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Judgment is hanging on all of you. Verse 8 of Revelation chapter 21 tells us idolaters have their part in the lake of fire. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 11 says we should not even keep company with idolaters. Don't keep company with them. Don't keep company with them. What has light got to do with darkness? Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, if you read it from verse 9 to 11, idolaters shall not inherit the kingdom of God. You can't be a Christian and be an idolater. You see why? I'm stressing all this so that you know the weight of this thing. The Bible says it's an abomination. Idolatry. And why? Apostle John says we should keep ourselves from idols. And why also? Open 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14, 15, 16, 17. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Then he says, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And please, let me explain. When he said, we say, don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Listen very well. If you serve the creator of the heavens and earth, you claim to be a Christian, and there is any other thing you are sharing your devotion with, you are an unbeliever. You don't believe the God of creation to be the only God. You are an unbeliever. That's why the Bible refers to you as unbeliever. Idol worshiper, they go to church, but you are an unbeliever. Let's read on. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion had light with darkness? And what concord had Christ with Belial? Or what part had he that believeth with an infidel? Infidel, see the description. And what agreement had the temple of God with idols? We. For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God. Take note of this verse 16 again. I read it again. Don't read it anyhow. Read it and get in between the lines. Get it very well. He says, see. Oh, glory be to God. He says, what agreement has the temple of God with idols? This temple is talking here is beyond a church building. See the next statement. Then he says, you. For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them. So this temple, the idol will be inside that temple. We are coming to that. I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God. And they shall be my people. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now you are Christians. Galatians chapter number 4. Praise the Lord. Verse 8 and verse 9. This is what Apostle Paul was telling them. How be it then? When you knew not God, you did service unto them which by nature are no gods. But now, after that you have known God, or rather are known of God, I'll turn you again to the weak and beggarly elements whereunto you desire again to be in bondage, the former life that you live. So that takes us straight to the reason for idolatry in the church. Listen. Hallelujah. The first reason is this. Israel spent 430 years in Egypt. No priest, no temple, no law. The only thing they knew was Egyptians and their form of worship and their idols and all that they were doing. Some of us, hallelujah, we are like Israel in Egypt. Then Lord, one of the Lord, they came to deliver them from Egypt. But this is the sad thing. That, listen, they were living in Egypt with their legs, but their hearts were still in Egypt. The idols of Egypt were still in their minds, were still in their thinking, were still part of their way of life. That was why in Exodus chapter 32, if you read it from verse 1, down the whole chapter there, you will notice Moses just left to go and be with the Lord. That's why the fact that they saw God roar after they crossed the sea. They saw the pillar of fire They saw the mighty miracle. God did everything that attracted them to believe Moses. Praise the Lord. This is what we say. That is the meaning of Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 4. Let's go there first. People sometimes don't understand that verse. When Apostle Paul said, "For it is impossible for those who we are once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift, and we are made partakers of the Holy Ghost, and have tasted the good word of God, and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, it is impossible to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame." Now, I have explained this several times. When you see miracles, signs and wonders, Ogwacho, Timo, Zayola, Amarachi, Zoe, you are here now. You are seeing somebody or something happening somewhere. You lay hand on the sick. According to the Bible, in the name of the Lord, things happen. You see angels in your vision. You see the manifestation of the reality of God. All that is to give you reason to follow him. Because he has made himself real now to you. You pray to him and he answered you. You just said about a mistake. Another one again. It happened. Another one again. You even hear his voice. You see his presence in your room. It is to make you have faith so that you will depend on him and him alone. If despite all that, you still turn back and live the same life you were living before he attracted you to come to him, he said, it is impossible again to bring you back to repentance, because the highest thing God can do to make you repent and follow him, he has shown you. What will he use again? It is a dog going back to his vomit. Praise the Lord. They saw the miracle. They saw what is happening. They saw God roar. They saw the pestilences, the plagues that plagued Egypt by the hand of Moses. They saw the pillar of fire. They saw the shaking. They saw everywhere. They saw the glory of God. They saw Moses came back, they could not behold his face. They saw the mountain was shaking. They saw the supernatural in their midst. It did not appear and disappear. The pillar of fire stood still during the night. He was giving them light. Who is never electricity? They copied it from God. The pillar of fire was there, giving them light in the night, in the wilderness. In the daytime, he gave them a cloud in the wilderness, so that the sun will not beat them too much. A cloud of glory covered them. They saw it. At the slightest shaking. See what they said in Exodus chapter 32, verse 1. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, "Up! Stand up! Make us gods! We shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we don't know what is become of him." Go to verse 7. See the reaction of God. And the Lord said unto Moses. Moses was still in God's presence. He was going to give him the tablets. Hallelujah. You know Moses broke the first one. So, hallelujah. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Go, get it down, for thy people. God didn't say my people here. Hey, may I never come into an estate with God that he will disown me. Did you hear him? He didn't say my people. He said, what is your people? Without protest out of the land of Egypt, they have corrupted themselves. With what? They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a golden calf and have worshipped it and have sacrificed thereunto and said, this be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Verse 9. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen these people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore, leave me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation. I'll start another covenant with you. You know, I learned something from here. I learned a principle here. The power of intercession. The power of intercession. Do you know that God knows that Moses may stand on the way? So he started by saying, leave me first. Give me chance. Let me deal with them. Because when I start now, you come and start crying. And your cry will stop me. The power of intercession. May God raise intercessors for every one of you. May God raise intercession. Intercessor for your life. Even the mercy seat, the high priest of our profession, Jesus is in the mercy seat. Hallelujah. 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 When you commit anything now, when we commit anything, and the wrath of God is about to come, Jesus will stand up with his blood and say, Father, hey, blessed be the name of the Lord. For this reason, I went to the cross of Calvary. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so they left Egypt. The evidence that Egypt did not leave them is a kind of lifestyle. Is that what is happening in the churches today? They left the world, but the world has not left us. We have left the world, but this world has not left us. The Bible keeps emphasizing, we are in this world, but not of this world. He said, come to me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. But this come is not come with a leg. It's come with a heart. It's your heart that is calling. It's not your leg is calling. Because the first place of interest in your conversion is your heart. Praise the Lord. Look at the churches today now. Whether you see anything that resembles a sanctuary of the Lord. Jacob served Laban for 40 years. More than 40 years, sir. Praise God. And it was time for him now to go back to where he belonged. You have served the devil for too long. In the nightclubs. Money. We served him in our club, Oscar. We served him. And whatever we were engaged in, body, soul, and spirit, when we are in the world. And now you suddenly discover it is a bondage. And you heard the word of the Lord saying, come out. It is finished. The bondage is finished. This time is a jubilee. You heard a song, don't you hear? The bells now ringing. Don't you hear the angels singing? It's a glory, hallelujah, jubilee. The fire of sweet forever, just And he left. He was going back home to worship God. But Rachel, his wife, was going with him, but with an idol. And you saw how that journey was disturbed as Laban began to pursue them. Praise the Lord. You see that story in Genesis chapter 31. But by the time it was because of that, that you go to Genesis chapter 35, if you read it from verse 1 to 5, let's read it, Genesis 35. And God said unto Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. Then, another movement. The first movement, Rachel packed things that they should not pack for this freedom. So, immediately, hallelujah. Then Jacob said unto his household and to all that were with him, the first thing, put away the strange gods that are among you and be clean and change your garments. And let us arise and go up to Bethel. And I will make there an altar unto God who answered me in the day of my distress and was with me in the way which I went. Verse 4. And see what they did. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hands. So there are some gods that are carried in their hands. Now, in addition, they gave all their earrings. Now, Jacob only said strange gods, but he did not mention earrings because there are gods that are held in the hand, and there are gods that are worn in the body, hung on the ear. Which were their ears? And Jacob hid them under the oak, which was by Shechem, and verse 5. And they journeyed. When you stay with God and God alone, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them. And they did not pursue after the sons of God. Why? If God be for us, who will be against us? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why we too, as we came out of the world, Ephesians chapter 4, if you read it from verse 17 to 24, the emphasis there is say, put off the old man. The old you, your former self, your former lifestyle. Put it off if you are going to follow the God of Israel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And we preach this in Bride Assembly. We preach holiness. We preach all that we preach, the acceptable way to serve this God. Praise the Lord. But our gospel is still resisted. We are looked at as some other people. We are odd. Israel is always odd. You stand distinct from other nations. There's something that must distinguish the true followers of the God of Israel from the world. That's the truth. The Bible describes us as ambassadors for Christ. Praise the Lord. The only reason why people like you, worldly people, you cannot listen to people like us in Bride Assembly. The reason is in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. The first four verses there from verse 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. He said, therefore, see we have this ministry as we have received the mercy. We here in Bread Assembly, we faint not. But we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. You are dead to go to hell. Inside of you, in whom the God of this world, that is the God of this world, has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine upon them. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 and verse 4. He told them to preach the gospel. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lusts, shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. Fables. Aaron was one of their teachers to give them what they want. Aaron, give us, we want to serve this God. This is how we want to serve him. Aaron said, oh yeah, what you want is what I will give you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So idolatry is substitution for the true God. Praise the Lord. Idolatry is diversion of the glory that belongs to God. Praise the Lord. And there are different types of idolatry. Different types of idolatry. The first idol that you are going to deal with is the idol of self. The idol of self. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This idol is in the heart. The altar of this idol is the heart. That's the altar of this idol. Listen now. This idol is the act of being dependent on self-ability. You depend on your ability. Self-dependence. This idol, self-dependence, self-seeking, everything you seek is for self. Self. It makes you, it's the act of valuing yourself. You but self-valuing, you are there valuing, you value yourself so much. It seeks self-admiration. It produces self-admiration. It seeks self-praise. There's a praise, you to praise yourself. You are eager for people to admire you, to admire you, to admire you. And you are looking for applause of men, for men to be clapping for you, to be hailing you, hailing you, hailing you, holding you. When you see such people under that altar, they are always on their blameless conduct, spotless character, making an idol of their reputation. You see me so? Hallelujah. Let's look at it again. Dependent on self-ability. Go near them and hear them. That same I will self. I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. I have the ability to do this. Fasting. Me, when it comes to fasting, 10 days dry fasting. I have the ability. I can fast 7 days. No food, no water. So when you do that, what are you doing? You are looking at a self-ability. Ability. As you see me so, whether anybody says you don't give me shishi throughout this COVID-19 period, you don't go move me. I'll still survive. Will such a person pray again? When you have self-confidence in your ability, will that person pray? Okay, now. Everything is self, self, pointing to self, pointing to self. They are the ones that will value themselves. You have looked upon yourself so much until you begin to see your value. There are those. Hallelujah. Now Romans chapter 12 verse 3 is talking about. For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you and every woman that is among you, not to think of himself or herself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Self-admiration. Self, you begin to admire yourself. Everything is self, self. In admiring yourself, you begin to say how handsome you are, how tall you are, how beautiful you are, how your smile is. They stand before the mirror and demonstrate it. They seek praise. Hallelujah. Seek praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a minister in this church that once told me, accused me, that why is it that if the prophets, they come, they minister, I'll be hailing them, I will be calling, I will be hailing them, praising them. But when he come and preach, he's a preacher, not a prophet. He said, because I don't want him to shine. I never give him that type of recognition. He says, because I don't want him to be seen, to be known. That is self-seeking. That is self-admiration. You are seeking the praise of men, eager for admiration. Do you know how many people follow me on my Facebook? Do you know that some ministers, all the ministers in this church, do you know that in my ministration in Facebook, only three of them are telling me, write down, Pastor, write down, Moses, God is with you, man of God. God with you, God is with you. Do you know? All the rest. And I'm vexed in the vex, so all of them, they will just enter, they go, come on, they don't go talk anything. Seeking for admiration. You want men to applaud you. Raise you up. Hey, you are this. As you see me so, since this church started, since they bought me, since I married, I have not slept with any other woman. I have never slept with any other woman. Any woman where I think I slept, that's why I say, me myself, I am guilty. All these statements, you never hear me talking before. Shame on me. I have stood before the church. Let any girl come out and tell me that I've ever touched evil wink eye on you. Boasting of a blameless conduct, spotless character. I don't chop church money. I don't do this one. I as you see me so. All this, the writer said, are the incense burned and the sacrifices offered on this altar of this idol called self. 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 And pride is the root of this particular idol. In Luke chapter 10. Let's read it. Verse 17, 18, 19, and 20. See a statement that was made there. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, when he sent them out to go with a commission, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. See, dialogue. I think that's your testimony. And he said unto them, the first thing he said, as they were boasting. As they were boasting. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes we make it look as if it's testimony we are given. But watch in between as we are saying it. It is actually pride we are exercising. We are making a claim that we call it, you know, I went to a church, I visited a church, and the man of God, you know, he lined them up because they have had that, he selected them to come and say how they saw him in a dream. And he visited them. Oh, and then they were bowing like this. They were saying, ah, God will bless you. Because when the man of God visited me in a dream, he said, he stood up. I got the microphone. Oh, who did you see? They said, I saw you, sir. You saw me. Go on. Go on. Oh, praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, I was just moving like that. I'm not in Yafu. Zoe, on Tuesday, you were in pain, Abby. But I didn't know. And I came to you. I said, you are the one that will do water ministration. You minister water. Meanwhile, you were in pain. You are giving me this testimony later. But I came in here and I walked to you. You are feeling feverish? Is it COVID-19? It should not be our portion. Well, he said, just coming to whisper to you that you are going to do water ministration. So continue. Off the camera, I came to you on the altar. Continue, you are going to do water ministration. And I walked away. Just for doing that, the fever stopped. Correct? Just come near me, your problem will go. As you see me, so I'm not an ordinary person. Just talking to him like this, an anointing flow. Connect. Idolatry. See what Jesus Christ said. What did he say? And he said unto them, they're talking here. Oh, Satan was like you before. Satan was in the same position like you. Everybody in heaven was bowing, and then he was seeing who he was. He said, I beheld Satan as lightning. Fall from heaven. Lightning is very fast. That is, he fell from his glory. In a moment, he became nothing. In a moment, Nebuchadnezzar became an animal. In a moment, Herod was sitting down accepting worship. The Bible says an angel slapped him. Maggots begin to come out of his body. Eat him up. Then he said, this is why you should rejoice. The next verse. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. And over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. That is certainty. Notwithstanding, in this power, you are not to rejoice. That the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written well. They are written in heaven. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 2 says, he that think he stands, take heed lest he falls. When you come to that place, so the bended knee and other bodily attitudes and other forms of devotion are of no value as expression of the state of the mind and heart at the time. When you come to the altar, you come to the altar and you bow before the Lord. You want to pray, you kneel down. You are kneeling down, supposedly worshiping God. Abi? You are praising God, Abi, in the church. You are worshiping Him. You are speaking in tongues. You are praising Him. Eh? That is outward demonstration. Amen. That's outward demonstration. Now, while we are looking at you, hey, see the way He's worshiping. See the way He's worshiping. God is looking at where your heart is. God is looking at where your heart is. Where is your heart? Why we are looking at you? Because He's looking at you as you are praising Him. Hallelujah. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be. That's why I say, it's a part of this idolatry that most of us Christians are guilty of. That's what William Branham says. He said the greatest problem he has is William Branham. He said if he can get this man, William Branham, out of the way, he won't have problem with serving God. He's not talking about him, William Branham. He's giving you the testimony of the struggle every Christian undergoes with his flesh. What is it? What is it, jealousy? What is it that produces anger? Look at it. 99% of the reason you get angry with someone, it is either because attention has shifted from you to that person. Nobody is recognizing you again. The person has stolen all the shine around. Or the person you believe has undertaken an action that shows disrespect. As big as I am, who are you, sir, to talk to me like that? To look at me like that. Why will you pass me and not greet me? Who are you? What is it? It's because of the image you have formed about yourself. You have concentrated, devoted so much time at looking at yourself instead of looking at the God that makes you to be who you are. You have left God. And you are thinking you are where you are by your ability. And because you have studied so much, and because you have so much degree, some of you, hallelujah, you want to be better than another person. That is the reason why you select a certain type of cloth. You will not wear the cloth everybody wears. You must wear something that stands you out. You must wear something that if I stand, every eye will look at you and say, wow. And the attention is so much on you. Until even we, when we are ministering, instead of giving glory to God, you will be saying, I. Instead of saying, I know it's going to be difficult to adjust. It's okay. God understands that we left Egypt with it. We learned it from the Pentecostal pastors. We learned it from the Pentecostal prophets. We learned it from our former pastor. We learned it from where we came into the message from. So many things we brought into the message. We brought idolatry into the message. We brought pride into the message. We brought all funny things into the message. I know. Hallelujah. We hardly hear me here. I'm guilty of it. And I'm talking now. Instead of you to look at yourself, you'll be looking at another person. So your problem will never be solved. Instead of you to look at yourself, I'm saying self. That's what I'm preaching to you. It's you I'm talking to. I'm not talking to another person. I'm talking to Pastor Moses, Alu. I'm talking to me, self. Me. Okay. And I go now. I'm prophesying to that. I go now. Don't know. And I enter that the prophetic motto. And I move, and I reach a junction. And I go, I reach a village called Urumi. Do you notice how I'm giving that revelation? As I stand there, yeah, this one is Pastor Moses. I see somebody, the head be like a coconut. I see. When it should be, the Lord is showing me. The Lord is taking me to a village. And the Spirit of the Lord took me here. You see it in the Bible. I was in the Lord's. I was in the Spirit in the Lord's day. And I heard. Yes, you will hear. Make sure in giving your revelation, self is removed to give glory to whom you serve. You have not heard Pastor Moses saying, do you know the reason why I know so much? I study a lot. I study. Can you see? I study. We study the you the past professors. What did they know? It's pride, Pastor Moses. It's pride. I read so much. I study. I read. Then you are looking. Another one will say, I fast a lot. I fast. That's why there's this anointing. I fast a lot. Another pastor will say, he said, I you see them posting, self, posting of spiritual ability. Who are you to boast of a spiritual ability? What is it you have that was not given to you? We came to this world empty. Empty where we go. Naked we came, and naked we go. Anything you have was given to you. And people who catch this revelation, you see the way they live their lives. Church, listen. Praise the Lord. When Apostle Paul said, I press towards the mark of that high calling. And to achieve it, he said, I put my body under. He puts his body under. Is to check this self. It's the only thing that makes you happy. Is that people recognize you. You have become an idol of yourself. If they refuse to recognize you, you are sad the whole day. You want your neighbors to know you exist. Most of the reason we drive the type of cars we drive, we build the type of houses we build, most of it is to announce that we have arrived. It is achievement announcement. And it is idolatry. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. We shall continue next Sunday. We have many more. We have about 5 types of idols, 6 or 7. Bow down your heads. The only reason is because you have not surrendered. All to Jesus. Ah.